Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Look who the cat drug in, Bob. We looked outside and there was Dr.
It's the one and only Jim Colony.
James Colony. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, guys. I came in to find out that I'm locked out of the computer system here at the station, so I need to get that rectified before Saturday morning.
Like that guy at the Jets practice facility when he tries to get back in the next day, that meme where
Paul
they
Adams.
Keep him locked. Yeah, that's right, Jim.
That's probably it. That's probably it. Maybe that's it. My key card still works, though.
Does it?
I still got this thing still. I got it taped up. It
Bob,
works.
Would you consider him to be a danger at all? Should we revoke his key card?
No. I think he is a wonderful man who's come in here now, and I don't believe it's to your key card. You miss this. I know there's a part of you that misses this.
No, you know what I did the last 3 days, Bob? I played 72 holes worth of golf on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So that's what you can do.
That's really nice. Now that's tempting, and that makes me wonder.
And yesterday was probably the 11th time that I told Linda, you know, this could be the last good day to go out and play golf. I've been using that.
You're going to use that until February.
I've been using that.
Do you remember last year
weeks.
We played golf in yes. February? It was so warm.
I remember. I actually worked up there up at Pheasant Ridge for a few days that week because it was so busy. And that's when it gets to be 50. It's warm. Like it feels, it's almost like it's 70 degrees when you get it that warm. But so yeah, so I miss listening to you guys because I'm on the golf course during your.
He's gonna rub that point in, Joe.
What do you think? What do you think of the newly formed Pomp and Joe show?
I think it's outstanding. I heard Tuesday. Well, I knew Tuesday was going to be Bob because of Mike Tomlin's schedule being off and so forth and so on. And I heard you guys touch on this. I'll probably get into it Saturday for a little bit. Anytime anybody from the NFL talks about how they value player safety, they're completely full of it. Completely full of it. Because the next thing is going to be the 18-game season. And then before you know it, they're going to have NFL games on every freaking day of the week.
And every country in the world. Moving it around.
Yeah, but what do you think of the Pomp and Joe show?
I think it's incrinculant.
Even though Bob will only be here half the time?
Well, I mean, you know.
I can't help
you know,
that.
Get sick of them.
Yeah. That'll keep the domestic tranquility here internally.
Exactly.
He already told me that he doesn't want to go in if we get this Paul Skeens card. He's going to hire an attorney.
Horse.
What kind of relationship is that?
Horse, I've often thought that marriages could use a little bit of that. Separate residences for half the week?
No, not separate. No, no, not that.
Why
but
not?
I think,
adjoining,
no, I think,
adjoining houses. I get mine, you get yours.
Well, we're not married, Joe, so that's fine.
Well, you know what I mean,
yes.
As an example.
Right.
I think it would be very healthy.
No. No, not me. I'm fine. We have our separate interests. You know,
right, you can live in the same place and have different interests. Absolutely.
Linda tried to play. She tried to, when I first moved here, this is, you know, like what, back in 1991, I remember I got some golf clubs for doing commercials, and I got clubs for her because I didn't need them. And then we tried to teach her how to, she didn't take to the game at all. And she still has no interest in it because people ask, oh, now that, you know, we're both retired, are you going to, Jim's got a job at a golf course, you're going to, you know, take up golf? And she's like, no. And so she's got stuff that she does. I've got stuff that I do. And then we enjoy our time together.
There you go.
Right?
Even though
you're
playing 72 holes of golf in 2 days and you're just driving your... She probably likes that part.
She was at a rug hooking thing. So, you know.
What do you think of Matt Haig as the Pirates' new hitting instructor?
What was... It wasn't like the hit collector. Why do I? Wasn't
he?
No, was. Do you remember?
I don't
there
know.
Was a nickname for him back in the day.
The hit collector. Yeah.
Wasn't he? Was he a catcher as well?
I don't know. I
can't. I
was
remember.
Only kidding by asking about it. What do you think of the game tonight?
I think I'm going to really enjoy it tomorrow morning when I wake up at 5:30 and I fast forward through all the commercials.
You're not going to watch tonight. Oh, what a big move!
No, that's one of the great things. Is that? And here's a boss move too for the fall. When the weather's nice. On a Sunday afternoon, you get a Steelers home game or Steelers game at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
DVR the game, record it, and then you go play golf. There's nobody there.
It's like shopping at a grocery store.
Yes.
Right? There's nobody there. So you can pick your time.
But do you
and
know who
it.
Won by the time you turn it on?
No, you just avoid it.
Wow. That's
it's,
hard to do
easy.
These
you
days.
You can listen to music. You can listen to nowadays. You can listen to a... Like a well, this is the enemy, I guess, but a satellite music station where there, you know, there aren't going to be any commercials and there's going to be no mention of sports of any kind.
Or you could listen to sports talk with Bob and I on the Fan.
You could. No, I look forward to your show. Nothing against Adam and Doran. They do a great job when I do here, but I usually don't listen to the radio until you guys are on. I enjoy
incredible it when, endorsement. It is.
No, I enjoy it when you guys are on.
Thank you, Jim.
So what else you got?
Prediction tonight?
It's funny. I can't imagine the Steelers losing this game, and yet I'm with you. I've been there on Thursday nights in years past where it was just a disaster.
And, Total
and
disaster.
And your column was really good. You brought up the infamous game where there were two games like that. And I don't know if BA was the coordinator for the one where they did it with the Jets. That might have been Wiz, but there were two games that stuck out where they're throwing the ball all over the place. Well, they had no business throwing
right.
the football.
In a blizzard
yes.
in one and a windstorm in the other.
And I think that same game was, I remember walking to wherever I parked my car. I was in a garage and I had to walk down to the stadium. I had never been. I was like pelted by ice, by sleet. Walking, coming off the lake, walking down to the stadium, and you know why they decided to do that. And there was a game like that in New York too, where it was the same deal, where it was just so sloppy. And you know this was when the Steelers made their bones running the football. It was almost like you say, well, you know, they're going to expect us to run it, so we better throw it.
Outsmarting yourself.
But,
that's exactly what they did. Went away from their strength.
One of my favorite Cleveland moments, and it was funny because Donnie Football had the NFL Network on back there where they were playing old Steelers. Browns games.
Yeah.
And they had they had Mike Tomlin's first game where it was the opener at Cleveland in 07. And I said, I think this is the game where the punter had like the worst punt ever. And then there were four penalties on the play. And just then, there it was, where he dropped the snap. He ran around. Three guys got called for holding. And when the referee said, I just remember bursting out laughing in the press box in Cleveland because I never heard that. We have four fouls all on the offense.
Think of some of the things we've seen there. That we saw Boswell get lit up on the sidelines. Was that Cleveland? Where they did the fake field goal and he got absolutely crushed, or was that Cincy?
I thought it was Cincinnati.
Was it Cincy?
I don't remember.
We saw James Harrison body slam that guy. You remember that?
William Green was another
fan.
One.
No, the fan.
The fan.
The fan.
No, I know.
But,
but William Green was the one that got into a
right.
pregame.
With Joey Porter.
The Harrison coming out game, was it. Where all of a sudden
right.
he's got to play and he'd been bounced around and cut by everybody
right.
several times. And he was better than Joey Porter had been up to that point.
Were you there for the Myles Garrett incident?
I was not.
That was the most obvious.
I was not there for that.
The most amazing one of all. Were you there for that, Bob?
No, but I remember how I reacted when I saw it, and I thought that would be at least a year suspension, not six games.
That was garbage time. I remember my column was done, and then I'm like, uh-oh, I think I need to change my column. Somebody almost died in a football game.
That was just a fiasco. But that just indicates stuff that can happen there.
Oh, absolutely.
And then, you know, I can't wait till they do just an idiotic thing and move their stadium out back to Richfield where the Cavaliers used to play.
I used to love Richfield Coliseum.
Yeah.
Horace, did you know I was at the game with my brother and my dad? My dad drove us up. Richfield Coliseum, the famous Jordan game where he made the last second shot. Over and under Craig Elo. Remember that?
Game.
We were at that game.
I call that the Craig Elo game for some reason.
That's all you remember?
You know, yeah, you
He's
remember
like,
it because of
it
that.
It was in Crinkulin.
Had a pretty good career. All you remember is that.
Yeah, but that stadium, the one thing I do like going to games in Cleveland. I mean, I think that's a really good location. The weather can be an issue.
Are people mad about that in Cleveland? I don't know.
One of our kids lives there.
Are they mad that they want to move out?
I don't know. I haven't asked them about that.
To the suburbs? I'm interested in that.
But they have a nice little downtown area.
They also want a dome horse. Nobody wants a dome in Cleveland. Do they?
I don't know.
That's a financial thing. I was reading where, you know, they can do a lot more things in terms of making that a venue into.
You guys don't want a dome in Pittsburgh, do you?
No, I'm just saying the reason for that normally is because you can do more things
in
it and rent it out
and
all these different things.
Horse, do you want a dome here?
No. And those idiots, as you correctly pointed out, the money they're paying to Deshaun Watson, who never should have signed him to begin with, and all the money that they owe him. I mean, I don't know how much of a stadium
that'll pay for your stadium.
Would have
back 20 years ago, not today.
Jim, do you know City Limits? Have you met him?
Yes, I believe. I think we had the pleasure of working together.
Jim Limits.
That's correct. I've met Colony a couple times, including the Christmas party last year. I was introduced
by
Jeff Hathorn.
Yeah, very special, isn't it?
He's a very good man. From the interactions that I've had, only brief ones.
We have to go, Jim.
And he's going to be here on Saturday before I go and do my thing on Saturday.
Beautiful.
So.
And then I'm going to talk Bob into coming in because he'll get here nice and early, and I'll talk him into coming in for the final segment.
Have you heard some of the prank calls to Bob that we've made over the years?
Yes.
Yeah, sure I have. I've heard a couple. I'm kind of hoping he's got one. Why don't you call me?
No.
Why don't you call me on Saturday?
No. You can't do that.
Hit me up with one.
We just did. You don't have headphones on.
I don't have headphones.
No, you need headphones. And then there was the day that Andrew called in with as a George in Washington and said he had wooden teeth.
I did hear that one.
Fanny and Butler is joining us right now. What's up, Fanny? That was Fanny and Butler was Joe. Taking us to an entirely ridiculous limit, because I have no idea.
That was wife I had call in, because I knew I could no longer sneak past the producer, so she called
in as
Fanny from Butler, which you think would have alerted them.
You know what, and one of my other things, this is one of the things that annoys my wife, and I love her, but the Steeler game will be over on Sunday, and then the first thing I flip over is to the KDK Plus channel to see you and Chris.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then... You lead the league in older women that call in with, I think, legitimate questions. But you haven't had the pleasure, because you have to work. You have to churn out.
No. I work from home these days, so that's my first stop is the extra point.
No, that's
Bob and Hokie.
Yeah, the calls are the calls. Sometimes some of the calls have been legendary, but I did notice this past game you had, I don't know, there were like two or three older women that are
4 or 5.
Yeah, really?
I don't know what that says.
did Ron from Cook's Forest ever call you, Bob?
That's good.
Once again.
That's a good one.
That was to Foles.
From now on.
Ron from Cook's Forest got in. Foles.
Ron in Cook's Forest wants to talk about Jared Jones. Hey, Ron.
Hey, Folsy, you know what they say. You can't make the club in the tub, Bob.
That was unfortunate.
That was, well, he understood what I've been going through. Although,
have you ever tried it on me?
No. I would never stoop to that level.
I couldn't keep a straight face to do that kind of thing.
Never do it.
Jim, we have to go.
I know you do. You said
wonderful
that five
to see you.
And nice seeing you.
All right,
hear you
Jim.
Saturday
see you
morning.
Saturday.
Thank you, Jim.
I got to figure out how to get online.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Thanksgiving.
My computer crashed at work. I don't know what to do.
Bob, you're leaving?
Bye, yes.
Can I get your prediction before you go?
Yes. Steelers 31, mm-hmm. Cleveland 6.
What? Did you hear that, Limits?
31-6?
And I'm saying this only because I think this is a game that they have to stamp real hard. Stamp it, baby.
Who's going to be the star of the game?
We're going to see Joey Porter pick 6. And then, just regular offensive, domination. That's what I think. That's what they should do.
Thank you, Bob. We had so many things left to talk about, and they're all going to go unsaid before the game. I'm sad about that, but I'm happy for you.
See?
What?
I told you my schedule.
I know.
You're holding
us against
me. I'm
not blaming you. I'm simply saying I'm sad to see you go.
You want to hire an attorney because we can't understand why we can't separate Paul Skeens' card if we should win it by 3. It should be an easy thing to do, right, Jim? Just say, okay, we'll figure out.
King Solomon
I thought Jim left already.
This.
Huh? But Jim.
Sophie's choice.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll figure it out.
Okay, bye, guys.
All right, Bob. I guess this is goodbye. I'll see you on Monday. Yes.
Yep. We'll have a lot to talk about Monday because that night, the Ravens and Chargers play. That's another reason why the Steelers got to win this game. you could put them in a situation where they have, I would think you'd have to win the Chargers game. They'd be just, four down.
Yeah, imagine the difference in the feeling for you as a fan out there, for the Steelers themselves, or everybody. Like, now we're sitting in the catbird seat here. We get to watch for a little while. We're 9-2.
Yeah,
we control our fate for the one seed,
pretty much.
And the Ravens
would be 7-5.
And the difference would be, all right, now we lose at Cincinnati suddenly. And like you said, I'm predicting a win. Who knows? That's a long ways away. But that's a tough game,
yeah,
for sure.
Is.
Now, all of a sudden, you lose this, and people be thinking, wait a second. You lose this one, you lose to Cincinnati, you're 7-4, and then you got to start talking about playoff scenarios, playoff implications, all that crap. You don't want to be in any of that.
You'd like to get to a point where you don't have to look down 17 different tiebreakers.
No,
to try
you,
to
you don't
want to
be
a
game ahead of right. Denver in 2 weeks.
No, and then they need this team to lose, that team
right.
to win, you kick this, they do that.
Now, win the game tonight against the crappy Browns. They're 2-8. They're banged up. They've been outscored 62-24 the last 2 weeks. Jameis Winston is their quarterback. Go in there and take care of business, and then we can all enjoy it and keep the dream alive of a one seed. Good night, Bob.
See you on Monday, Joe.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township. Celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Limits, I've been teasing to Artie Smith for over an hour, but we didn't know Jim Colony was going to visit. That was very exciting.
That was great. Good night, Bob. We have Artie talking about the moon ball. Teams are trying to take it away.
Mm.
And also, did he want to use Justin Fields even sooner in the Ravens game? We'll find out.
Very interesting.